Hi, this is Penny Haynes with the Week 1, Day 1 devotional for the Firm Foundation class, a 13-week discipleship program. This first week's lesson, we're talking about understanding salvation and baptism. First, let's turn to John 3:16 and discuss eternal life through God's plan and purpose. Understanding salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So number one, eternal life comes through God's plan and purpose. God loves you and wants you to understand how much he loves you. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So you need to ask yourself, what is God's plan and purpose for you? According to God, it is to receive eternal life. Number two, our problem is that sin separates us from God and his plan for our life. We all sin by nature and by choice and are separated from God and eternal life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We can't do it all by ourselves or by any self-works. Ephesians 2:9 says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." How does our sin separate us from God? God is holy, and he is separate. And Hebrews 12:14 says that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. But God has provided a way to bridge the gulf that exists between the Lord and us. He made a way to remove our sin and make us holy. And that provision is his Son, Jesus Christ. Number three, God's provision, Jesus Christ. The good news is God provided a way of forgiveness, his Son, Jesus. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "Christ also hath once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sin in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." How did Jesus' death bring us to God? When he died on the cross, he took upon himself all of the sins of the world, including your sins and mine. We should have had to suffer the death penalty for our sins. However, he offered to pay the penalty himself. Now, if someone buys something for you, what do you have to do to make it yours? You receive it. You take hold of it. Claim it as your own. Jesus has paid the penalty for your sin. But unless you receive this gift of eternal life that Jesus has purchased for you, it does you no good. Number four, our response is to receive Jesus as Lord. To cross over from death to life, we have to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. John 1:12 says, "As many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, it reads, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Once you place your faith in Jesus Christ, believing that his death on the cross has paid off the debt you owed to God, you can ask for the gift of eternal life. This has always been God's desire, to adopt you and make you his child. As you begin to understand what it really means to be saved, you will want to develop a closer relationship with God. This intimate relationship grows through prayer and Bible studies. Begin by making a commitment to get to know the Lord better through daily prayer and scripture reading. Remember, prayer to the Lord is no different than talking to anyone else. Ask him to lead you and guide you. Ask God to show you every area of your life that needs improvement. Begin to trust him to complete the work he has begun in you.